Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
We are a couple of days removed from that terrible Thursday where we saw stocks on Wall Street actually take on a bit of a bump down and really rippling through Asia in a very uneven manner. But a few things that are still causing people to scratch their heads despite that recovery on Friday. And a lot of it also pinned on the dismal earnings report from Facebook's parent Meta Platforms that really dragged the Nasdaq down and alongside it, the other two major indices out in New York. Well, is the perhaps the tech rally that we saw over the last 2 years indeed coming to a screeching halt? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we are pleased to be joined by Mr. Dan Ives, who's the Managing Director for Equity Research at Wedbush Securities. He joins us all the way from New York to talk about what he made of that recent sell-off and whether or not this volatility is signaling a shift in how markets there in the U.S. and across the world might indeed trade. Mr. Ives, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome to the show, sir. I hope you had a good weekend out in New York.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Okay, so Dan, you know, markets, we've discussed in quite lengthy detail over the last couple of weeks and months what tighter Fed policy might mean for some of these high-flying tech stocks on Wall Street. But recent quarterly earnings have shown that earnings were a little wobbly and uneven. Give us your impression, first off, of how the broader tech earnings and the report cards played out this time, if there is a cause to be concerned.
Look, I think it's a jittery tech market because of the rising rate environment, because of what you're seeing, focus on the 10-year, geopolitical, and work from home, that trade's clearly starting to fade quickly. Look, I think when you look at tech earnings, I'll call it an A-minus quarter. Outside of Facebook and Netflix, which have been black eyes for tech, about 95% of the tech companies have beaten rates. Software, chips, Apple, Microsoft, Google, you know, and obviously Amazon, among others. So I think it's been a strong earnings season, but as we saw with Facebook / Meta, any mis-execution in this environment, stocks are just going to get annihilated. And I think that's going to be the theme going forward.
All right. Now, and I do want to focus on that report card from Facebook's new parent Meta Platforms. Of course, they have gone through that new name change. And it can be argued that that was the main drag on markets in recent times, especially last Thursday. And now, while the social media giant points to Apple's recent privacy changes as something to blame, the social media giant is facing a bit of a shift, right? It's facing signs of declining active users, being called old by some of these Gen Zers that are starting to take over social media. Based on their results, though, Dan, what are the main challenges, in your opinion, facing the social media stalwart based on how their results planned out?
Look, it was a disaster quarter for Facebook. And despite them being able to navigate so many challenges over the years with whistleblower Cambridge Analytica and others, it's the Apple iOS changes in 14.5 that's changed the game for Facebook. No ad tracking through the App Store, through iOS. That really ultimately could risk 10 to 15% of revenue at a minimum for Facebook over the coming years. I think investors thought it was Teflon-like, that could be contained. But our view has been that the IDFA, which is what it's called from Apple, it's a potential business model change. And Facebook could change their name to Meta. They could change their name every week if they wanted, but it doesn't ultimately change their business model, social media, digital advertising. And that combined also with TikTok competition was an unmitigated disaster in terms of the quarter.
All right. Now, I do want to stick to that point. Now, as we mentioned, they pointed out the declining ad revenues because of Apple's new privacy laws. But when you look at some of the other report cards, not everyone seems to be affected as dramatically as Facebook. Case in point, Snap said they were able to recognize higher revenues. And we also saw Alphabet recognize impressive earnings. What did they do differently from Facebook Meta that helped them perhaps weather these privacy changes and the inherent challenges based on all what you're seeing from these report cards?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, if you look at Alphabet, the digital advertising has been robust, and a lot of that's through search. I mean, they're tangentially impacted from the IDFA issues, but that's pretty contained. And their digital advertising continues to be pretty robust. But I think the headline, the fact that Snap had such a strong quarter and was able to navigate the issues that Facebook saw, I think that was really shining the bright spotlight to show just how bad Facebook's issues are. Because Snap, they've come up with other algorithms on digital ads that have been able to get around it. Facebook, this is the core of their model. That's why Apple, when they doubled down on privacy, they had one company in mind when they did this. It's Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Was it more that Snap was able to recognize some of the challenges and really pivot quickly against some of these new privacy law changes? Or was it more because Facebook was a little bit slow and perhaps missed the ball on how bad some of these challenges would be? They're predicting billions in lost revenue this time around because of these privacy changes.
Yeah, I think Facebook had hubris. I think they were late to the game. And I think they underestimated just how dramatic the impact would be, as well as at the same time, the TikTok competitive issue has hurt user growth. So it's really been the 1-2 punch for Facebook. And that's why investors have known about the Apple iOS. It's a well-known issue. But I feel like Facebook kind of smoothed out some of those fears with investors. And what we saw this past week was that this is basically a tornado going through Facebook.
Mm-hmm. We're still speaking to Dan Ives, Managing Director for Equity Research at Wedbush Securities here on Money FM 89.3. We've been talking about the recent tech earnings out on Wall Street, the recent volatility that's really hit the NASDAQ and Wall Street overall, and also Facebook's recent earnings results. A lot, Dan, has been made about Facebook's sudden shift to push into what's called the metaverse. They're hoping that this will help them reinvent Facebook, and they are spending a lot actually towards the metaverse. In fact, they noted that there were significant operating losses based on some of these investments towards the metaverse. But overall, how crucial now is their attempt to push into the metaverse and helping them reinvent themselves? And are the big costs associated with this perhaps warranted based on what you're seeing?
Well, I mean, the PR change in terms of the name change was a genius move. The problem is that the metaverse, the revenue, the monetization of the metaverse, that's not really going to be for another 4 to 5 years. And also, it's not just Facebook that's going after metaverse. You got look at Microsoft with its Activision acquisition. Mm-hmm. You look at what Apple's doing. You look at Google, many other tech stalwarts. Gaming is really going to be the first piece of the metaverse. And I think that's a concern because Facebook's going to spend ahead of it. Obviously, you're going to have significant losses associated with it. But I think investors are skeptical that metaverse is a true monetization strategy over the coming years. And what happened with this quarter, it was kind of fire in a crowded theater situation because the fears were there and it was much worse than expected. And you also feel like Zuckerberg, Sandberg and the whole team at Facebook, this caught them off guard, which is more of a concern for investors.
Could this also be something similar to what they call the second mover advantage, where you let somebody do all the heavy lifting to make the mistake, spend all the money to figure out the metaverse, only for other people or other competitors to come in and perhaps take advantage of the metaverse? Is this something that might actually happen as this quote unquote metaverse takes shape? And
look, I do think that I could tell you in covering tech for decades on the street, mm-hmm. there's some themes that take longer to develop. And I think metaverse is going to be one of them. It's not like cloud computing or digital age in terms of internet in mid-90s. I mean, there's a lot of technology and a lot of, I think, privacy issues that need to, really be, sort of navigated, as well as how do you monetize the metaverse outside of gaming? There's a lot of question marks there. So that's why when you look at Microsoft acquiring Activision, part streaming gaming, part metaverse play, it just shows Facebook, I would say today, they're not a leader in the metaverse, even though their name says that they're Meta. It's actually some of the other tech stalwarts, like Apple, Microsoft, and others. And that is why I don't view this as one where this is a stock that's sold off and it's going to significantly rebound. There's potentially some dark days ahead for Zuckerberg.
And now, finally, Dan, I want to take a step back and take a broader look once again at the broad tech sector. And if there's anything that the recent earnings season has proven, is that the tech space in the US is a lot more diverse than some of us, especially in Singapore, might be giving them credit for. You have the chip makers, as you mentioned, social media giants, e-commerce platforms, and others performing quite differently from each other. Help our listeners understand perhaps what type of challenges Wedbush is seeing that some of these major subsectors might face in 2022, and if there are any opportunities despite all of this sudden volatility rushing into this particular space.
Well, I think it's a tale of two cities, because you're seeing the strength on enterprise, 5G, cloud, cybersecurity, chips. Mm-hmm. Work from home is going to fade. E-commerce is going to fade. That's why we still believe tech stocks continue to go much higher this year after what's just been a historic sell-off to start the year and even a rising rate environment. But you got to separate it out. So you look what's happened on enterprise, it's robust across the board, and we've seen that during earnings season. However, there's going to be losers in what we're seeing is, I'll call it a bifurcation of tech, and that's what we've seen either in FANG names. Look at Facebook and Netflix compared to the likes of Apple, Google, Amazon.
You know, people talk about there being a bit of a rotation from tech to value, but should investors perhaps be more focused, or perhaps watch out more for a possible rotation within the tech sector itself, given the fact that we're starting to see some winners and losers really emerging across some of these subsectors?
Yeah, I believe it's more of a rotation within tech rather than rotation to actual value. I mean, of course, in a rising rate environment, we'll see a bit of that, but I think it's within tech that you're actually going to see the rotation.
All right, Dan Ives, Managing Director for Equity Research at Wedbush Securities. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule out in New York to join us here on Money FM 89.3 and to help us understand what's going on in the tech space, and also talking about Facebook Meta's recent report card in depth. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. And we look forward to next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, I hope you have a great start to the week out there in the US.
You too. Thanks. Thanks again for having me. Look forward to next time.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.